Daddy, what's a frontal lobotomy?
Well, son, you know how the pressures of life can cause people to do crazy things. And if a person does too many crazy things, then that person is crazy. Sometimes you can keep yourself from going crazy by doing things to relieve tension, like drinking
or having sex.
But if craziness goes too far, sometimes the only thing left to do is to cut out that part of your brain that makes you crazy. That kind of brain surgery is called a frontal lobotomy. Maybe this song will help you understand what I mean.
Jimmy and I are brothers. We went down different paths. Jimmy always listened to my mother, and me, I never liked to take a bath. As we grew and tumbled through adulthood, the pressure caused emotional drain. And now I'm slowly dying in the bottle, and Jimmy has come home with half a brain. Yes, me, I got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a bottle in front of me. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. Jimmy let his troubles drive him crazy. He never tried to drown it in a drink. I know that drinking makes my thinking hazy, but at least I still have brains enough to think. Jimmy's got a brain that isn't stable. He doesn't have the sense to say his name. I'm sorry that his doctor was unable to remove the proper portion of the brain. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me. Jimmy has a frontal lobotomy. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. But I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than not to have a frontal lobotomy. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane.
Funny how the world works.
People can be real jerks. Some prefer the tension over food.
Either way, it ends the same.
Hard to beat the living game. Might as well enjoy it while you lose. When I need a drink, I start to shiver. And Jimmy always viewed it with concern. But I'd rather have cirrhosis of the liver. Talking to a burn. I wonder if old Jimmy's gonna hear it when I tell him that his logic wasn't sound. They'll build him up on lots of evil spirits when they take him to the psychiatric ground. Yes, me, I've got a bottle in front of me, and Jimmy has a bottle in front of me. Just different ways to kill the pain the same. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane. I might be drunk, but at least I'm not insane.
They thought
Again, we're friggin' here from 1 to 3 in the morning doing all kinds of comedy stuff. It's me and him.
If and you that's all know, you need to know.
Yeah, if you want to know who we are, keep listening. Or if you already know, that's good, because that means you listened before. And it's nice to have our regular listeners back.
Our loyal following.
Yes, our loyal following, however small it may be, if existent at all. Faust and Lewis was Save the Beer, and before that was Randy Hanslick, MD, Dr. Rock,
yep.
Something or other. I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a funnel about me. How old? Do you have any idea how old that song is?
Not very, actually.
No?
It's fairly new.
Because everyone knows.
The line is pretty old. The line, first time I heard it was from Existential Blues.
Yeah, I thought it was older than that, though. I didn't think he... Because the way he says it in that song is like, you know, it's expected, like he already knew. Anyway, we got lots of cool stuff coming up. We got an interview with Duduwa to play later. And I was thinking, how many funny love songs do we have?
We could probably do a whole show of funny love songs.
Could we have, like, I Hate Valentine's Day motif going?
Sure.
Okay, you're going to have to help me pick out some songs. Because okay. I wasn't even thinking, just randomly on top of my head, I was thinking, you know, we could do an I Hate Valentine's Day motif. I think we'll do that.
So
keep listening for all your, like, all your favorite hateful, vengeful songs. And if you have any to request or dedicate... 475-2271.
This could get interesting.
And we'll see if we can play. It's got to be funny, though. It's not just any, you know, random hateful song. You want to play hateful songs, listen to the Industrial Show. We're playing funny songs or long experimental songs.
Oh, here we go.
Okay. 475-2271. We're here till 3 o'clock. Right now we're going to play, something off an old... an old record, the Rutland Times. It's like, it's Eric Idle and Neil Innes, or Innes, or however you say it. If you don't know who they are, then
don't
you
worry
won't.
About it.
Yeah. But if you do know who they are, you know they're pretty cool.
And after that, we're going to play some Wally Pleasant doing a little sarcastic, bitter song about Henry Rollins or something, although he doesn't come out and say it, but it's pretty obvious. So here you go, this Eric Idle and Neil Hines thing.
Thank you. This next song is a protest song. I suffered for my music, and now it's your turn. Of doom can always find room in a world full of worry and fear. Tip cigarettes and chemistry sets and Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer. So I'm going back to my little old shack. Drink me a bottle of wine. And that was mise en bouteille for my birthday, and have me grim good time. Rain on a tin roof sounds like a drum. We're marching for freedom today. Yay! Turn on your headlights and sound your horn if people get in the way. Something to say, but what the hell does it mean? I may be accused of being confused, but I'm average weight for my height. My philosophy, like color TV, is all there in black and white. Rain, rain on a tin roof sounds like a drum. We're marching for freedom today. Yay! Turn on your headlights and sound your horn. The people get on the way.
Hardcore man or the swinging man?
Hardcore man.
Okay, you get the hardcore man.
Well, he used to be in a band from the LA hardcore scene. Now he's a feature in Spin magazine. He wasn't in the Circle Jerks and he's never been in fear. He's a guy with the spoken word stuff and a promising movie career. He lifts a lot of weight and tours around with his band. That's hardcore, man. Well, if he confronted me about this song, I would plead the fifth. He's a rebel, he's the devil, he's in urban myth. He used to have long hair when everyone else's hair was short. Now he's got short hair, a lot of other fellas have long hair. Imagine that, I'm talking about revolution here, can you dig it? Well, he's been booed, he's been tattooed, he's been screwed, he's been put through the ringer. Moves real fast, he could kick Danzig's butt, cause he's a real butt-kicking singer. He did take any crap, and for this I am a fan. That's hardcore, man. Yeah, he says I have a low self-opinion, but I know he's a liar.
Jump, grinding bones, ripping at your lips. topic of discussion for a Julie panel.
Just one thing I want to do, make Lumania love to you.
So let's do it.
Grunt and groan, slide and moan, skip and jump, grind and bump, ripping at your little panties. I'm in the mood for romance. How about you? In the mania, when you want to tell someone you love them, this is what you say. Don't be shy, don't be fool, don't be at that bar, want to be you may.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
John. John.
Marcia.
Oh, John. Marcia. John Marcia. Marcia. John.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia. Oh, Marcia, Marcia.
John, John.
Marcia, Marcia, Marcia.
John, John, John.
Marcia, 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 Marcia.
John, 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 John.
Marcia.
John.
Marcia.
Come on, baby. What do you want me to say?
Tell me that you love me.
You know I love you, but...
Say it.
Come on, honey. Let's just do it.
I said say it.
Well, it's just that you stink. But I love you.
Of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango. Let our love be a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eye, set fire to my tie as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you hear I stand, my heart is in my hand. It's here that I must be. My heart entreats, just hear those savage beats, and go put on your cleats, and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany. That's why I'm in such exquisite agony. My soul is on fire, it's aflame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet, love. I can feel the pain, yet love, every time I hear drums. And I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash you made with your lash as we danced to the masochism tango. Bash in my brain and make me scream with pain, then kick me once again and say we'll never part. I know too well I'm underneath your spell, so darling, if you smell something burning, it's my heart. Excuse me. Take your cigarette from its holder and burn your initials in my shoulder. Fracture my spine and swear that you're mine as we dance to the master. Give them tango. Mm.
Lorena, sweet dove, good morning, I love you, Lorena, from your head to your toe. What a beautiful day, why don't we just lay here, Lorena, and uh-oh. Where'd you put it, Lorena? Where'd you put it, Lorena? Where'd you put it? Where would it be found? Where is it, Lorena? I'll miss it. Lorena, Lorena, won't you please look around? I saw it last night. It was hanging there right where I like it. But it ain't there no more. Now I'm angry and blue. Dang you, I feel taken, forsaken, and sore. Where'd you put it, Lorena? Where'd you put it, Lorena? Lorena, I'm through doing chores. Gosh darn, doggone it, I should have put a beeper on it. Oh, Lorena, it wasn't yours. I can't find it in my drawers. You think it might be in yours? Or in the garden? Or the meat compartment of the Frigidaire? Did you hide it in a cookie jar? What? How bizarre. You threw it out of your car. Where? I'm going to call 911. I want to tell them what you've done. They're going to run you, Lorena, to jail. Unless you do like I say. Okay, now sit down, Lorena, and tell me. Where'd you pitch it, Lorena? Where'd you ditch it? Lorena, where'd you heave it? Where'd you leave it? Where's it at? Where'd you wing it? How far'd you sling it? Oh, Lorena, where is my hat? Where did it go? Lorena, where's my hat?
89.7 WITR. we sound like freaking public.
Public radio?
No, I can't say that because public radio is cool.
We sound like
Daily Show or something. Okay. It's our Valentine's Day show.
Yeah. All these cool love
spur songs. Of the moment Valentine's Day show. Completely unplanned.
Whipping through all the CDs looking for anything.
This song has the word love in it. This song has the word love in it. Although that song I played on purpose because
yeah.
That was Doo Doo Wah doing Lorena, and I played that because coming up after this break, I'll be playing the interview that I did with them back on late January sometime, 24th,
yeah,
I think.
A few weeks ago, whenever it was.
Yeah, interview with one of the guys, Ron DeLacy of Doo Doo Wah. It's an interesting thing. You should keep listening. It's good. You want to hear it. You want to hear the whole thing. And then you want to call up and request something at 475-2271, some twisted, funny love song that you happen to know. Before Lorena, we had Tom Lehrer with Masochism Tango. And before that, we had Mucky Pop with You Stink, But I Love You, which was released, like, in a Bloom County book on a flexi disc.
Yep.
And the version we heard was not that flexi disc.
Because I couldn't find the flexi disc.
And I wasn't thinking, so I didn't bring mine, but I didn't bring my roommates. But
yeah, that's the Mucky Pup re-recorded version. Mucky Pup did the music for that song.
Mm-hmm.
I think Berkeley Breathe wrote the lyrics, but I'm pretty sure Mucky Pup did all the music and the arrangement and everything.
I thought it was Berkeley Breathed.
Breathed, whatever. I don't know.
One of those things.
Yeah. The guy who drew Bloom County, we can
yeah.
put it that way.
Okay. Yeah. So it was the version off the actual Mucky Pup album.
Yeah.
Not the FlexiDisc version that came with the book.
Which I found out the album's going to be re-released soon.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's going to sound better?
It's going to sound better.
Oh, good.
We'll get a copy on CD, hopefully, in the station.
Before Monkey Pup, we had Stan Freeberg with John and Marsha. And before that, we had Barnes and Barnes with Lumanian Love Song. It's such a sweet song.
Yeah, it is.
It's a sweet song.
There's
nothing
no
else
other way
you
to describe
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you can't
sweet.
Say anything else about that. Oh, and before that, we had more before that. Those are just all the love songs. Before that, we had Jim Infantino with Panties. And before that was Wally Pleasant with Hardcore Man. Which was kind of... Did you listen to that?
Half and half.
Half and half? That's kind of funny if you listen to it. I like that. 89.7 WRTR and all that. It's 138. And we're friggin' here. And Diami's friggin' here. But now he's leaving because he doesn't want to talk or something. And we're playing all kinds of stuff, and I'm going to play my interview now with Rhonda Lacey of Doodoo Wah. All right. Rhonda Lacey from Doodoo Wah. Hello.
That's me.
That's you. Out on the West Coast, are you?
Yeah, I'm in the Gold Rush country of California.
Gold Rush country. Doodoo Wah has 3 full albums out now.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right. We got 3 working on a fourth.
Working on a fourth. The first one was put out in 91.
That's right.
How long were you guys together before that? Were you together long before that?
No, we started, we played together for quite a while, for several years, but we started as a band in the spring of 1990.
In 90. And you started out there in California?
We started in California, just playing local gigs here at restaurants and
right.
whatnot, and playing pretty much original music stuff, most of the stuff that I had written. And from there, we've just sort of steadily grown. Still have a lot of growth left, but...
Yeah, how many are you? Are in the group?
There are 2. There are only 2. We're
a
duet.
Okay, because on the back of the second album, the And Then Some, there's a picture on the back.
Right.
And there's a whole stage full of people.
That's why it's called And Then Some.
And then, okay.
We had, on that album, we used a lot of, we were in the middle of playing with a whole bunch of people we'd invite to our gigs.
Right.
And actually, we're into that mode kind of again now. We're doing a lot of that sort of stuff, and our next album is going to be a live album that will include a lot of that.
What kind of stuff? When's that going to come out?
Probably next summer, spring or summer.
Spring or summer.
Yeah, we have most of the stuff done, the sort of raw recordings, but we have to go in with it in the studio
right.
and, pick and choose from different venues that we want to include.
Are you still touring at all?
We still play, not so much touring. We play, go from gig to gig,
Right, from gig to gig.
We both work daytime jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So, we don't have very many extended times on the road, although we do that occasionally, maybe mm-hmm. once a year. This year we did it to
Alaska.
A couple of years ago we went to the Midwest. And so we try to do one short jaunt like that every year.
So when are you going to come out to New York?
Oh, I'd love to. I've only been in New York once, and what a blast it was. That was quite a while ago, like 20 years ago. Was in the Big Apple. Went to Madison Square Garden and saw Ali Frazier fight.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It was.
Where do you get, the ideas for your song? Like, Barf Construction.
Barf Construction came from a T-shirt. A friend of mine had drawn up this T-shirt and was had silkscreened a shirt
uh-huh.
that he had an idea for that had a bunch of lumber flying through the sky and falling into the shape of a house, and the lettering on it said Barf Construction, we throw it up. And so from that, hook, I did the song.
Well, your new album is How's that selling? Is it doing all right? It's certainly getting a lot of airplay out here.
Yeah. Now, which one? It's
yeah. Do you have more than one out right now?
Well, we have
only.
See, it's kind of confusing because we did our first album was Doo Doo Wah. That's the one that had Bar Construction and
right.
working for the Japanese.
Right.
And then we did the album called For Amusement Only.
Oh.
And then we did And Then Some, but then we re-released For Amusement Only. We upgraded it. It used to have Nixon in 92 on it.
Uh-huh.
So we did it. We did Nixon in 96 and sent that out as a single during the election, and just remastered the album.
I understand. Yeah, because I was going to ask you that because I saw one is put out in 91 and then the other one's put out in 95. That seems like a long gap in between albums.
Right. It's every 2 years we've done a new album.
Every 2 years.
Right. And that's not counting the one For Amusement Only, the re-release of For Amusement Only.
Right.
So we're due for we've done albums in the odd years. We did one in 91, one in 93, 95, and we'll do one in 97.
And then one in 99.
Right.
And then one in 1.
Right. And that seems to be about right for us. It takes us about that long to gather enough, fresh material. And
Do you have much material that doesn't make it to the album, or does most?
Yeah. We'll do songs sometimes that are real timely. News sort of songs.
Right.
A lot of our songs are pegged to current events, and by the time we're ready to do an album, it's
working. Those kinds of things.
It's history, right?
Yeah.
We like to say in our shows that so many of our songs are based on the news. I'm a newspaper reporter.
Are you?
Daytime. But I'm real proud that we do not have and never intend to have an O.J. Simpson song.
Good.
Yeah. We do have our taste limits.
Right. Got to draw the line somewhere.
That's right. That's where we draw it.
How'd you guys meet?
We live in this, Dave, my partner, owned a music store.
Oh, in California?
In California.
Mm-hmm.
And just as a musician, a network of musicians, I met him there. We had both worked in bands that included, some common people over the years. And then we've known each other for 20 years.
Oh,
but only about 5 years ago, we decided that we just like to do a duet together. And it's worked out real well.
Duet is just
a nice way to go. You want to do a rehearsal, you got one guy to talk to set it up.
So do you have your own recording studio, or do you go somewhere else and record?
No, we have our own studio. Which we set up just about a year and a half ago. Before that, we had been going to studios, and we decided we could probably get a studio together. And if we do two or three albums in it, we will have covered our investment that way with what it would have cost us to rent studio time.
And I also know that occasionally on your albums you do like a traditional type song or an old song like Tomorrow.
Yes.
A really old song.
Right. We do. I mean, we try to throw something in besides the contemporary, the original humor each
mm-hmm.
time. Tomorrow is an example of that. I mean, that's a pretty funny song, but
yeah.
it's a real old song.
I like that song a lot. Yeah, it says early 1900s.
Yeah.
Where do you find these songs?
I found that song on an old, believe it or not, on a Kingston Trio record.
Really?
But I have heard recordings of it that predate that by quite a bit.
Okay.
Since then, I've heard. We also do, on For Amusement Only, we have probably the only serious song that we've ever done, the song called Brother Jaw.
Yeah.
We call that Serious Relief. Opposite of comic relief for us.
Too much comedy. Can't have too much comedy, though.
No, we can't. We like doing that. We like, seeing people laugh.
Any influences in your music at all?
Oh boy, lots of them. The big one for me has been John Prine. He's really the reason I started to write songs. Hearing him, and about 1985, I heard him play for the first time. Mm-hmm. And I had tinkered a little bit with songwriting before then, but that was my inspiration to really start cranking songs.
Okay.
To start writing a lot. I just liked what I heard, the simple, sort of, I don't know, kind of a simple, friendly melodies that he had, clever lyrics. It was such freedom for me to be able to suddenly write music and not worry about the handcuffs of being fair and accurate, as you know, you have to do as a newspaper reporter.
Right.
And I've written songs over the years, a few songs that are based on stories that I've covered as a reporter.
Okay. What kind of stuff can we look forward to on the new album?
The new album will be a lot of our older stuff will be on it in live versions. And a couple of new songs we have lined up so far are one called My Home in the City.
Okay.
Which is sort of a tribute to Twisted Urban Values, and also a kind of a revivalist spiritual called Invest in Jesus.
Okay. That sounds like fun. Where were they? Were they all recorded, like, at local gigs and stuff?
Uh-huh. They've been, we're just where we play now, over the past few months, wherever we play, we set up a recording.
And then you bring them back to the studio.
Bring them back to the studio, listen to them, and see, okay, what do we want to pick from this gig or from that gig? And we really want to get a variety. We got several now that are from like auditoriums. We play in theaters in the Mother Lode.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some real nice stuff from there, but we want to get, you know, even live recordings like from people's houses. We're playing a birthday party tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah, down in the Bay Area. So we'll go down there and we'll take our recording equipment with us.
Is that
a brand, see how that goes.
Someone called you up one day and said, "Hey, play it at my birthday party."
That's right. The song, The Big 5-0, gets us a lot of 50th birthday parties.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for the interview.
Yeah, thank you. And listen, thanks for playing us on your radio station. I sure appreciate the fact that people are getting to hear us as far away as you are.
Yeah, you're actually a lot of people that are familiar with this type of music and the Dr. Demento show and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Usually know who I'm talking about when I mention you.
Well, great. Great. Yeah, Dr. Demento has been pretty good to us. He's played a lot of our stuff, and
mm-hmm.
and he played. You know, Ray Stevens recorded one of our songs. And
did he? Which one?
Working for the Japanese.
Did he?
Uh huh.
Okay.
He put that out as a single. Gee, about, I don't know, 93 maybe.
All right. Any words of advice, words of wisdom to give to our listeners?
Yes, words of wisdom. People like our music and would like to have it in their library, have them get in touch with us.
Okay.
They can. Is it okay to give our address?
Yeah.
Okay, we're at Post Office Box 1500 in Columbia, California, 95310. And they can just put DDW for doo-doo-wah. They don't have to worry about trying to spell it. It'll get to us.
Yeah, I noticed that. All you have is DDW instead of, like, DDA or whatever for the digital.
Oh, you caught that. Yeah. We do a lot of, like, little subtle stuff on the album.
The barcodes all say doo-doo-wah on them.
The barcodes, except the new one, except the new For Amusement Only. That's a real barcode.
Yeah.
The others we just made up.
All right. Well, thanks again.
Okay,
and
thanks for having us, and thanks for playing us, Twink.
No problem.
Okay.
Hope to see more in the future.
Great.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
which way. We can build one for you. Sometimes we build them in a single day, and sometimes it takes two. We don't use no building codes, we never do nothing wrong. We just pick up the tools, make up the rules, and we go along. For the fastest job, yes, Reebok, oh, 1-800 heave. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yep, come to our construction, and we'll throw it up. Our number one foreman's name is Chuck. Give him a call. He's the bar construction muckamuck ahead of us all. So if you want a house of your own, you're in luck. Just pick up the telephone and call up Chuck. For the fastest job, yes, we bought a 1-800-HEAVE. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yup, come to bar construction and we'll throw it up. We're number one in affordable homes. We build more new. If we go fourth class, then we pass the savings on to you. Our walls are made of cardboard instead of wood. If it goes up faster than 2x4, it looks just as good. For the fastest job, yes, we bought a 1-800-HEAVE. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yep, coming to bar construction, and we'll throw it up. Is the fastest by far. Sweeney kids in their teens. They don't eat nothing but candy bars and methamphetamines. They don't whistle while they work. They don't talk about sport. They just power 50 cents an hour and all they can snort. For the fastest job, yes, we bought a 1-800-HEAVE. We got 106 shortcut tricks up our sleeve. When you're in a big hurry, no time to worry about building codes. Yep, come to bar construction. We'll throw it up. Yeah, bar. Our construction, we'll throw it up. Oh, the big 5-0, uh-oh, it hits you like a bomb. Your libido is waning and your memory is gone. You can well nigh say goodbye to get up and go. How to do? Welcome to the big 5-0. To do all night back when you was 20, still reappear and bring you cheer, but twice a year is plenty. Your mind says party and your body says whoa. Grind your gums, here comes the big 5-0. You got sags of every growing size, you got bags underneath your eyes, you got a spare tire from all them beers, you got hair growing out of your ears. You've got a pain in your torso, make you break your bones, dizzy spells and more so, gallstones, it hurts for a week whenever you stub your toe. Tough luck, you can't duck the big 5-0. Strain upon your heart. The only thing you do more of is burn. Ow! Stay away from women. Stay away from sports. Is your hair all gray and thinning? You bet your boxer shorts. You better watch your diet. Eat real slow. You got all you're ever gonna get. Careful not to work up a sweat. Don't get upset. Take another tag of that. You're gonna regret you ever met the big 5-0.
Our Doo-Doo-Wah interview show. And that was Doo-Doo-Wah with the big 5-0. And before that was Doo-Doo-Wah with Barf Construction. And before that was an interview
with Doo-Doo-Wah.
And before that was Doo-Doo-Wa
with the Raina.
Lots of Doo-Doo-Wa tonight.
Lots of Doo-Doo-Wa. Well, they have three albums, so we could go on forever.
With Doo-Doo-Wa.
But we're not going to.
Well, they rule. We should.
They rule? You
they
think
rule.
So?
Yeah, I love those guys.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
They're a lot better than they claim themselves to be.
You know, my father's 50th birthday will be coming up this
coming fall. Maybe I should
ask him out to Connecticut, do a little show.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll drive right out here with all his
why not?
Stuff and do a show. Just maybe if you're on the West Coast somewhere, he'd do that. But I don't know if he's going to drive all the way to Connecticut.
Well, I'll just
I'm sure if you buy him a round trip plane ticket, then he'd be like, sure, yeah. Sure. He'd have to call in sick to work, though.
That's his problem.
Okay. I'm Tim, and that's Tom. We're friggin' here. We are.
We are.
We're definitely here.
Okay. We're gonna play some more demented, disgusting, terrible, terrible,
horrible
songs about
love or something.
Some more of those funny love songs. If you know any, request them.
Request lots of them.
And we're also going to play later on tonight something that we were supposed to play last week.
Yeah.
It's more of an apology to the guy last week that requested the Bonzo Dog Doo-Dah Band, and we played the wrong song.
We're going to fix that.
We're going to play that later. We're going to play the correct song. Hopefully we'll get it right this time.
Hopefully he's listening.
Hopefully he's listening. If not,
too bad for him.
He doesn't deserve to. If he's not listening, he doesn't deserve to hear it. So,
after all that doo-doo-wa
in the interview and all that, we're going to play some more lovey-type stuff. This is Bongos, Bass, and Bob
with Clearly Unhealthy.
Looking for my woman, I'm gonna steal a glove. We got stepdad who sold her shirt for a child. Her husband has amnesia and his girlfriend's running wild. She tried to trust to sue the surgeon who's right with the trustees. Their son escapes from prison, and guess who that is? Me! Will Bradley be found guilty for stealing the patents from the hidden wall safe of industrial size? Will Susanna play the tuba next Tuesday in the concert and regain the sight?
Welcome to the improvisation on our very wonderful, very exciting Wednesday night Festival of Fun. I'm Bud Friedman, your very charming host, and please put your hands together, open your hearts, and welcome to the improv, Mr. Henry Phillips, ladies and gentlemen. Henry Phillips!
You are the blossom, I am the vine. You are the blossom, I am the vine. Sweet little blossom of mine, hanging on the vine, extracting all the nutrients from inside. Sweet little blossom of mine. You are the oyster, I am the pearl. You are the oyster, I am the pearl. Sweet little oyster of mine, irritating you inside, covering me with your mucus like soap until I shine. Oyster of mine. I am the host organism. You are the unicellular dinoflagellate algae. I am the host organism. You are the unicellular dinoflagellate algae. Sweet little unicellular dinoflagellate algae of mine. Let him use your chloroplast like a photosynthesize, providing me with carbon in exchange for the nutrients you obtain from my catabolic pathways. Sweet little unicellular dinoflagellate algae of mine. You are the Commonwealth of Independent States. I am the United States Agency for International Development. You are the Commonwealth of Independent States. I am the United States Agency for International Development. Sweet little Commonwealth of Independent States of mine, helping you to recover from your decline, extending $2.5 billion in financial assistance to help reinvigorate your economy and stabilize your ruble. Sweet little Commonwealth of Independent States of mine. You are the Elvis. I am the Colonel Parker. You are the Elvis. I'm the Colonel Parker. Sweet little Elvis of mine. Right there by your side. Pulling your bloated 250-pound cocaine and barbiturate saturated body out of the bathtub to keep you from drowning in a puddle of your own vomit. Sweet little Elvis of mine. Sweet little Elvis of mine. Sweet little Commonwealth of Independent States of mine. Sweet little unicellular dinoflagellate algae of mine. Sweet little oyster of mine. Sweet little blossom of mine.
With my best friend Tarka,
came into his park. I'm the only gay at tomorrow in my time. Well, me and my chuck, we both like lover. But me, I've got this crazy fetish for rubber. I'm the only gay at tomorrow in my time. Wish on the northern lights that I could find a decent pair of wrestling toys. I'm the only gay ass in the world in my sight.
And the seals, they sing now.
Together for so very long, but now things are changing. Oh, I wonder what's wrong. Seems you don't want me around. The passion is gone and the flames died down. I guess I lost a little bit of self-esteem. That time that you made it with the whole hockey team. You used to think I was nice. Now you tell all your friends that I'm the Antichrist. Oh, why did you disconnect the brakes on my car? That kind of thing is hard to ignore. Got a funny feeling you don't love me anymore. That we were having problems when you put those piranhas in my bathtub again. You're still the light of my life. Oh darling, I'm begging, won't you put down that knife? You know I even think it's kinda cute the way you poison my coffee just a little each day. I still remember the way that you laughed when you pushed me down the elevator shaft. Oh, if you don't mind me asking, what this poisonous cobra doing in my underwear drawer? Sometimes I get to thinking you don't love me anymore. You slammed my face down on the barbecue grill. Now my scars are all healing, but my heart never will. You set my house on fire. You pulled out my chest hairs with an old pair of pliers. Oh, you think I'm ugly and you say I'm cheap. You shaved off my eyebrows while I was asleep. You drilled a hole in my head. Then you dumped me in a drainage ditch and left me for dead. Oh, you know this really isn't like you at all. You never acted this way before. Funny, something tells me you don't love me anymore. Oh, no, no. Got a funny feeling you don't love me anymore.
More of that cello music in the background.
Yeah, I figured that's what this was.
Gideon Friedman in the background. Because I like it a lot. But it just doesn't fit, so I have to find somewhere else to play it. Okay. That about does it for all our love songs. We're sick of this.
Yeah.
We're friggin' sick of it.
That and we can't find anymore.
No, there's a couple more. That's it. No more. Weird Al, obviously. You Don't Love Me Anymore from that Off the Deep End album he did. And that track says it's 14 minutes long, but that's because there's 10 minutes of blank space.
Yeah.
And then there's that thing at the end.
There's that bonus track called Bite Me. That's the actual title of it. It's called Bite Me.
Bite Me.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Why is it called Bite Me?
I have no idea.
You know it's not on the tape?
Yeah, I know that.
The song itself
is a parody of a Nirvana.
Yeah, I know.
Bonus track.
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Is it on the vinyl? Is there vinyl? There's got to be vinyl.
No, there's no vinyl of this one.
Really?
I remember him saying this was the first song that was not pressed on, the first album that was not pressed on vinyl.
Wow.
So you can probably get an import vinyl if you want to pay like $30.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I guess the bonus track is not on the vinyl.
Probably not. Cool. Before that was Corky and the Juice Pigs with Eskimo. Make sure we keep the show nice and politically correct.
Yeah.
Accessible to all orientations.
I'm getting into this cello music here.
I am. I'm sitting here listening to it, and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm on the air. Well, you figure a song called Opium Den? We'll do that to you. Before that was Henry Phillips with Sweet Little Blossom of Mine, which I play a lot, but I figured it fit, and it's a good song, so I'm going to play it again. So there. Ogden Edsel before that was Soap Opera Love, which I had no idea what that was. It said love in it,
yeah.
So I played it.
It worked.
It was all right. Oh, you know what? Our song's over.
Aw.
But that's okay, because the Foreman were before Ogden Edsel. With My Conservative Girlfriend, which I hadn't heard in a long time, but I heard it just the other day because I brought the disc to work with me.
Yeah.
And I played it. I'm like, you know, this song's pretty good. We should play this sometime. And we started all off with Bongos, Bass, and Bob with Clearly Unhealthy, with the record that goes through the whole thing. That's the sound it makes.
Yeah.
If you were here, you'd hear that or something.
If you were here, you'd see just how warped that record really is.
It is. It's ridiculous. What do you want? Diami's back. He's bugging me. He's friggin' here. Say something, Diami.
Hey.
Hey. That's not funny. What are you doing on my show? You're not even funny. Okay. So, what are we playing next?
Request, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. We're playing a request for Ren and Stimpy. A Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy song.
Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy.
And I don't know, that only lasts like a minute. That only lasts like a minute, but there's like 40 some odd minutes left in our show.
We'll have to find something else then.
Why don't you go look through all the Frank Zappa and see.
I'm going to come back with a 45 minute song for you.
45 minute Frank Zappa song.
We could pull some Rick material and blow the rest of the show.
Yeah, we could. Long experimental song. Experimental love songs that are funny.
There
I wonder how many long experimental funny love songs. If you know any, call up and request them at 475-2271. But right now we're going to play this short little request, and then we're going to, I don't know what we're going to play after that. Call me up. Tell me what to play. Maybe we'll play the Doodah Band.
Yeah.
Not Doodoo-Wah. The Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. Completely different. Different people entirely. Well, different people from Doodoo-Wah, but it's the same people. It's got Neil Innes in it, which I played earlier, with Eric Idle.
Right. Let's see if you can confuse us anymore.
Who was in Monty Python.
Right.
With Michael Palin, who did work at Tom Conkle from Lester McFlaps, who I didn't interview with 2 weeks ago, not
you
being
haven't
the Banana Large interview, and I haven't played tonight. So maybe I will.
We should do like with that Six Steps to Lester McFlap's Carnival of Vomit.
I was thinking, now we're turning this into a talk show, but I was thinking that whole Kevin Bacon thing, I wonder if you can get to a website that mentions Kevin Bacon within 6 links.
Oh, that's a good one. We should try that.
I wonder.
From any website?
Yeah, from any website at random within 6 links. And none of these stupid websites that, like, loop onto themselves or are dead ends. They have to have, like, links on them. Okay. Well, I'm going to play Ren and Stimpy now. I talked way too long. So, here, listen to this.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your old pal, Stinky Wizzleteeth. This is a song about a whale. No! This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the happy, happy, joy, joy song.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you it's you, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, happy, joy, joy, happy, happy, joy, joy. Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
The Wabbit.
be my love.
On a Tweety Bird in a blender. You gotta get with a time bomber. Here, try it like this. Hey, Scroogey Rabbit, don't you mess with me. I'm a super rabbit killer. I'm bad, you see. I'm Elmer Fudd. I own a mansion and a yacht. And all the widow ladies dig what I got. I'm armed to the teeth and I can't be beat. I'm a crazy old motherfucker rabbit meat. All the rabbits I catch, they pay me cash. So, hey, Scroogey Rabbit, better cover your I'm whapping, no rabbit's gonna catch me napping. I think that before I get much thinner, I'll be taking you home with me for dinner. See, I have this recurring fantasy of using you in one of my recipes. You had all the success, goes straight to your head, but it's fattening you up, so I'll be well fed. You're a dried up, squirrely old fat Welsh rabbit with a $2,000 a day carrot habit. I'm whapping, and nothing's gonna catch me napping. You're gonna wish you were a specimen in the zoo, cause it's all over, rabbit, I'm coming for you. I wear a honey-type candies and I carry a gun, and I'll blow your brains out just for fun. You could hide anywhere, you could hide in the sewer, but you're gonna wind up with the end of my sewer. You think you're hot, but much hotter you'll be when you're about to dip rabbit quite quicker. See, I'm whapping, and nothing's gonna catch me. Well, suffering, fuck it, Cash.
did he get in here?
Bring him back a firecracker! Bring him back a firecracker! Bring him back a firecracker!
You think you're the Pope, or is your brain fried out on juicy dope? What's the secret here, Fuzzy? Have you got some feeling that makes you all short and fat and gruesome? You take me through the woods for 50 years, shooting everything with floppy ears. Chasing after me across a big sensation. The Elmer Fudd method of vegetation. I'm going to the rabbit club to quaff a few. So here's the last thing I'm gonna say to you. Take your mansion and your broken down yacht. I kiss my fatty old rabbit shot. Ain't I a stinker? What a marine.
Gee, Fuzzy, you want to try nothing again when you're feeling better, son?
Oh, shut up, you rotten old pussycat. I'll get you through on you. This is a wet
one. I tell you, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape. I don't get a break with nothing. I played hide and seek when I was three.
No respect, no respect.
Why they wouldn't even look for me.
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, I never had fun.
No respect, no respect.
They took me to a dog show and I won.
No respect, no respect.
When I was born, I brought no joy.
No respect, no respect.
My old man said he wanted a boy.
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, always alone.
No respect, no respect.
Halloween, I had a trick-or-treat over the phone.
No respect, no respect.
Friends don't call, my phone don't ring. I don't get a break with anything.
What's the matter, Rodney?
Ah, death, where is my sting?
It's just Rodney. Ain't that the type? No, no. Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just
I'm getting old, it's hard to face.
No respect, no respect.
But during sex, I lose my place.
No respect, no respect.
Steak and sex, my favorite pair.
No respect, no respect.
I have them both the same way, very rare.
No respect, no respect.
I know I'm old, I could go any minute.
No respect, no respect.
I got a kidney-shaped pool with a stone in it.
No respect, no respect.
Dr. Vinnie Boombox, that's another one.
No respect, no respect.
I said I want to stop aging. He gave me a gun.
No respect, no respect.
I told him I got water on the knee. He gave me a sponge and raised his fee.
What's the matter, Rodney?
It ain't easy being me.
It's just
give me a break. Play something from the 40s. Now, what kind of music is this? And how about Stardust? Hey, what are you doing? That's not Stardust. Listen to this, will you? Hey, where are the flutes? What a band. Hey, don't quit your day job. Look at this. The drummer carries a melody. I like his instrument. Hey, boys, keep it going. Lay it on me. I'm in the groove. Nothing goes right. I just can't fight it.
No respect. No respect.
When Eastern Airlines thanked me for flying United.
No respect. No respect.
I got some money. What did I do?
No respect, no respect.
I bought some quicksand. The deal fell through.
No respect, no respect.
My car broke down. I called AAA.
No respect, no respect.
They left the car and towed me away.
No respect, no respect.
I can't take it no more. I'm getting too old.
No respect, no respect.
I called suicide prevention. They put me on hold.
No respect, no respect.
Winter, summer, spring, and fall. I'm always up against the wall.
What's the matter, Rodney?
I don't get no respect at all.
It's just Rodney. Ain't that too tight? No, no.
It's caving in. The heaviness, I can't take it no more. It's all over. Now, where are my kids? Somebody help me. Hey, bartender. Hey, who's that girl? My daughter. Where's my wallet? How do I get out of here? Stop that dancing.
It's burritos!
This guy by the name of Seymour. He was a rather boring person, and he didn't go out much, except to buy groceries. Now one day when Seymour was going out to buy groceries, he ran into the guy in the apartment across the hall. Guy, but a man. When Ed was in a hurry, so he handed Seymour $5. If he would kindly pick him up a gallon of milk and a dozen eggs. So Seymour walked down to the local IGA and bought what he needed, plus the milk and eggs for Ned. Seymour went home after that. Dropped off the milk and egg. After that, just sat around his apartment, watched daytime TV. Ate some spam for dinner. Looked out the window for a while. No one was outside. He brushed his teeth and went to bed. But at about 1 o'clock that morning, a terrorist broke into his room and shot him dead.
The Ballad of Irving. He was short and fat and rode out of the west with a Mogan David on a silver vest. He was mean and nasty right clear through, which was kind of weird because he was yellow too. They called him Irving. Big Irving. Big Short Irving. Big Short Fat Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. He came from the old bar mitzvah spread with a 10-gallon yarmulke on his head. He always followed his mother's wishes. Even on the range, he used two sets of dishes. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Sissy Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. A 141 could draw faster than he, but Irving was looking for 143, walking a saw saloon like a man insane, and ordered three fingers of 2 cents plain. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Sport Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. One day, Bad Max happened in the town. His aim was to shoot Fat Irving down. Bad Max said, "Draw and draw right now." And Irving drew a picture of a cow. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Gunfighter Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. The Jing boys was coming on a train at first sun, and the town said, "Irving, we need your gun." When that train pulled in at the break of dawn, Irving's gun was there, but Irving was gone. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Help Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Well, finally, Irving got 3 slugs in the belly. It was right outside the Frontier Deli. He was sitting there, twirling his gun around, and Butterfingers Irving gunned himself down. Irving. Big Fat Irving. Big Dum Dum Irving. Big Dum Dum Dead Irving. The 142nd fastest gun in the West. Really?
Cola, RC Cola, TV dinner, and play the Twinkies and takes a pink burrito before to keep me clean.
Such a woeful thing is life. She had planned to be my wife. Melinda was her name, and I did love her sweet and true. A week before our wedding day, my darling gentle fiance was killed in such a gruesome way. I still don't believe it's true. Oh, my heart is full of pain, more than I can bear. The honeymoon won't be the same without Melinda there. She was walking into town by herself, a wedding gown. She was strolling past the church in which we would be wed. Suddenly from out the sky, suddenly I do not lie, suddenly a sheepdog fell, hit her on the head. They say I should not question why, God must have a plan. But sheepdogs falling from the sky, I do not understand.
Oh, 89.7 WITR, Henrietta.
No cello music this time?
No cello music this time. I don't know. I didn't cue it up. No, not cello music this time, but we do have Andy Breckman singing the fiancé song. Or, more speaking, the fiancé song. About a sheepdog. He's walking around with his fiancé, and a sheepdog falls out of the sky and hits her on the head, and she dies.
It's very, when that happens.
It's a very sad song. I feel bad for him, I do. Because I know he wouldn't make anything up like that. Especially not this time of year. Tiny Tim before that was that old song, Tiptoe Through the Tulips With Me, which I felt, I don't know, I accidentally fell back into the stupid love song mode. like a few songs ago. Like
you couldn't get enough of it. He doesn't want to admit it, but it's true.
Yeah. I'm sorry. No, but I forgot what I was going to say. Something about Tiny Tim. Oh well. Old song, everyone knows it, but I had to play it because it sounded so good after R. Crumb and his cheap suit serenade. Maybe his cheap suit serenaders weren't on him with this one. That's why they're not credited.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe there wasn't room on the album cover.
Or there just wasn't any room. With Get a Load of This, which is a great song about some guy who sits around and drinks RC Cola and eats those frozen...
Whatever.
Well, he's sitting around eating TV dinners and those frozen burritos that you get that come in the pink wrapper. That's the whole pink burrito thing.
Mm-hmm.
And RC Cola and all that other cool early 80s stuff that people used to do.
RC's still around in their own little way.
Right.
They still sell like one bottle a week.
I can still think of a lot of other things that are still around too. That's only because they've been on the shelf that long. Frank Gallup before that with The Ballad of Irving. And something new before that, Inflatable Grandpa with The Ballad of Seymour. I don't know. What do you think of that?
That was kind
of
weird.
Kind of weird?
Yeah.
I don't know either. It was just Ballad of Seymour.
I'll have to listen to it a few more times.
It'll grow on us, I think. If we play it, if we
like
play it over and over and over, it might get cool.
If we play it over and over and over, I might write a parody of it.
Oh, come on, you haven't written a parody of the Dead Alewives yet, have you?
That's true.
We played them over and over and over. Have you written any Weird Al parodies?
Yeah, a long time ago.
A long time ago. And did it suck?
Yeah, it sucked in a major way.
And you've learned your lesson.
Yes.
Okay.
it was like...
Never make fun of
it was
the
like
master.
Our fourth song, or fifth song ever. This was like back in 1987, so I mean...
Oh, sure.
Junior high
school. Old
school. We had no idea what we were doing.
Old school. What was that like? You had like a coffee can and you were hitting it, and like
we had a kazoo, a whistle, and a cheap drum machine, and that's how we made the music.
Okay. Was that like? Did you fill up like a tape that you gave me? Like the whole end of it was old stuff like that.
I may have. I don't know. I don't remember.
Before that was Rodney Dangerfield with Rappin' Rodney. I don't know. I forgot we had that. Good thing you remembered. Because before that was Daryl Hammond and Christopher Snell with Lappin'. And before that was Looney Tunes. I should look through the thing and see who that really was. It was the Looney Tunes with What's Opera Doc off of the Bugs on Broadway CD that I got a while ago, a long time ago. I didn't realize how rare it was when I got it.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you used to find it in, like, BMG and stuff like that. And everyone's like, where'd you get it? Oh, my God. This is awesome. It's all over. I thought it was. I didn't think it was anything bizarre.
Nobody goes into the soundtrack sections of the music store anyway.
Speaking of Looney Tunes, people should, you know, keep listening. Because I know for a fact that we will be getting another Looney Tunes CD called... Bugs and Friends Sing the Beatles or